The New Hampshire Fisher Cats kicked off their 2016 home season in style last night with a 6-5 walk-off win over the Trenton Thunder in 10 innings. For minor league baseball players working to make it to the majors one day, life isn't always so glamorous. 26-year-old John Birdie is one of those players chasing that dream. I caught up with John, the Fisher Cats second baseman, at the ballpark in Manchester yesterday to talk about life in the minor leagues.
So minor leaguers, you know, it's not exactly like the majors. You're not getting on a chartered flight. You're getting on the bus at the end of a game and maybe driving, you know, 4 or 5 hours to the next game. Minimum, yeah. That's tough day in and day out, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely part of the grind. Before I got into pro ball, or right when I signed, you know, someone had said, if you can play a full minor league season, you can play a full major league season, even though we play 20 less games, but we have less days off, and the travel's obviously a little tougher on us, being as how, you know, you could be on a bus for 12 hours and have to play that night. And so that's kind of just part of the process, I think, of learning how to prepare your mind and body to get ready on a daily basis, because unlike other sports, we play every single night. So there's no day off here or there, you know, throughout the week to get yourself ready for that next day. You have to be ready.
So the life of a minor league player, you're kind of going back and forth. You're never really quite sure when you get called here or there or called up. And so there's a little bit of uncertainty to that, too. I mean, that must play into the whole dynamic as well.
Definitely. Even some, you know, friends or whatever that don't necessarily know the way it works, I guess, kind of will call me or text me and say, hey, I see you're playing well. Do you think, you know, is there any talk of you getting moved up? And it's like, no, they don't tell you. Don't hear any of that. You know, they don't tell you you're getting sent up or sent down until the moment it happens. So you kind of, it can be tough, obviously, as a minor leaguer, just moving around. Fortunate for me, I'm single, so it's a little easier for me to do it compared to some guys who are married and have kids and families that, you know, they have to pick up on a dime and just go. And so that can be definitely a challenge that I don't think a lot of people really understand, because, like I said, you don't know until, you may have an idea or a thought, but it really, you don't know until the day it happens.
Yeah, so it's kind of tough to have a private life. I mean, if you're going to do this professionally, this is your life, right?
Yeah, definitely. It takes up all my time for the most part. You kind of sacrifice some things, time that you could be spent with family or friends or social life. But fortunate for me, I have a great family and a great close-knit group of friends that understand that especially during the season, if I'm not as available as, you know, they would like, they understand and know that I'm chasing a dream and doing what I love. So, you know, you only can play baseball for so long, and so I want to give it as much as I can, as much time as I can, as much effort as I can until the day they say I can't play anymore, and then I'll have to figure something out from there.
So where do you stay when you're playing here?
I actually this year I'm really, really fortunate. I have a family friend who they live in Merrimack, not so 25 minutes from here or so. So I'm staying with them this year. So it made everything a whole lot easier.
Yeah, it could be tough, I'm sure, your first time you're looking around for that. And you know, minor league players aren't making millions of dollars, so it could be tough.
No, it definitely, like, that's probably one of the biggest misconceptions for maybe a casual fan who doesn't know a whole lot about minor league baseball, is we don't make nearly anything close to that. So not only are we trying to find somewhere that's, you know, in a good area or relatively close to the field for convenience, but we're also looking for somewhere that is relatively priced.
What's your goal for this year?
Honestly, my goal is to stay focused solely on the task at hand that I have in front of me. I'm trying to take everything just little by little, and I think too many times in this game, especially when you're in the minor leagues and you want so badly to be up in the big leagues, you can lose focus on the little details that you need to take care of on a daily basis. And if you don't take care of those little things, there's no way you're getting up there and playing with those guys. They're too good.
John Birdie, New Hampshire Fisher Cat, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.